It's like this. Shiule mashuloi. Listen, this Jew is asking me a question now. What he should take for his cold? So maybe kiheched mashuloi. The same way this Jew is asking me for advice, mashuli in a shachrini. He's going to go to another person and ask him for advice also. The yosahu gavro liaruya nafshei. And if it comes out that what I'm going to say is going to be the opposite of what really should be taken, the wrong medicine, the Jew is going to find out about it, and I'll have a bad name. People won't come to me. Therefore, if you just ask the guy for advice, he will not lie to you. It's not worth it for him. Therefore, you're allowed to ask him advice which medicine to take. It's only when he's actually working on you, he's treating you, then he could always, by accident, not by accident, it'll look like an accident though, and he'll slip a lot of knife on you and kill you. But here we're just giving advice from him, he would not lie.
But he can give him poison there also.
Omar Rava, Omar Rav Yechanan. The Yamrilo Som Say Omar Rav Chizdom Rav Yechanan. Sofik Chai, Sofik Meis. If a person is very bad, very sick, it's doubtful whether he'll live or not. But there is a doubt that he may make it. He's very sick right now. The doctors say 50-50 chance that he'll make it or not. So in such a case, Ein Misrapoy Mehem. You're not allowed to go to a guy to be healed. Because again, we have a chash, the guy will like vada kill you. And here it's a suffix, maybe you live without a doctor. So therefore, there's still the issa, you cannot go to a guy. Better stay put. Stay put, right? And let's hope that maybe get better. What's going to be vada mace? Let's say the doctors gave up hope already. This person for sure is going to die. He's for sure going to die. Now in such a case, and you have a guy that says, listen, I can heal you, don't listen to them, come to me, then then you're allowed to go to the guy to be healed, because you have nothing to lose. Even if he's going to kill you, you will die anyway. So only question, now this should live another hour. You go to the guy, he may kill you in 5 minutes. So it's only a question of 55 minutes, for that we don't care about. Tomorrow he asks question, why? Mace, what are you telling me now, that this Jew for sure is going to die in another hour? But so what? But there's a question of 55 minutes. If you would not go to this guy, the doctors give him one more hour to live. If he goes to the guy now, there's a doubt that maybe he'll kill him in 2 minutes. So you have come out 58 minutes to go. So why are we afraid about that? That's called Chai Yishor. Be careful about every minute of his life. Let him live another 50 minutes. Why let him go to the doctor now? So Gemara answers, in such a case, in such instance, Lechai Yishor Lechashinim. In this case, where we know for sure he's going to die within the hour. Now, it's a question to go to a guy that will maybe hear you. There is a doubt. He says he could hear you. There is a doubt that he may heal you. True, there's a doubt that he may kill you right now, but for such a doubt, we permit you to go to the guy. It's worth it. Even though there's 50 minutes involved, 50 minutes is not that important, because since you may be saved. If there's no doubt that you'll be saved, then for sure there's an Issa of Chayiv Shor. You'll be Chayiv Misa. The person's going to die in an hour, and you kill him right now, you're Chayiv Misa. But here's... Yeah, you're right. Rashi is what? Vadei Mesa Sefoyin, Heichad Yadina and Shimla, Yerafenu, Yomis. If we don't heal him, we know for sure he's going to die. The Ein Kan Yisro, right, there's no Jew around the Foysoi. Because if there is a Jew, again, you're still afraid of Kumbikra Adin, we're afraid of Chayiv Shor. You're not allowed to kill somebody early, then he's going to die. Therefore, if you have a choice of a Jewish doctor or a Goyish doctor, you have no right to go to the Goyish doctor. You have to be afraid maybe you will kill him. Just in the case where there's no Jewish doctor around, now what's the odds? The odds are he's going to die anyway. So now you have a little chance, maybe this Goy will save him. In this case, you're allowed to. And so, Rabbi Mehem, David Gehovim, Mayyabla, what can he do? Maybe he'll kill him, he'll die anyway. But there is a doubt, though, Vishema, you're a friend of the Gehovim. Since you have this doubt, that maybe the guy will save him, that's enough of a reason to say that you should take the chance and go to the guy. So Gemara says, how do you know this? When we know Tamer, how do you know to say the Lechai Yishor Lechashinim? That in such a case, where he's going to die anyway, and now it's a question of living the extra hour, or else going to the guy, how do we know that for this extra hour we're not so strict? And we say, okay, take the chance, go to the guy. If we have a doubt, maybe he'll live, then for sure it's also to go to the guy. Because there's a chance maybe he'll live, so you're taking away your chance of life by going to the guy, like a kamat 90% chance he'll kill you. So we say to not go to the guy. So how come, where's the proof that if it's only a question of living another hour, here we're not so strict. Here we say even though it's 90% chance, the guy will kill you right now, still we say take that chance because maybe you will live. What's the proof? They said there's a pasuk in the Melachim by the four mitzrayim that it says imomanu novoy ir, the ear of the ear for mas lusham. There's the case of the four mitzrayim were outside the city and they were starving from hunger. They had no food. They didn't know what to do. If they would stay outside the city, they would for sure die of hunger. Should they go inside the city, they were going there machnaram. It's possible the goyim there may do one or two things. Either the goyim will give them food to eat and let them live, or else the goyim will come and kill them. So they said it's worth it to go inside the city. Because by staying outside the city, for sure we're going to die. When? Maybe another day will take. They were starving to death. So you see, Chayishor, it was a question of staying outside, you may live another day at most. It was worth it for them to go inside the city, to give themselves over to the goyim. Even though giving themselves up was a good doubt, maybe they'll kill you right now, and you're giving away then your Chayishor of one day's life, you're giving away, but it was worth it for them on the small chance that maybe they'll have Rachmanis on them, and they'll give them food to keep them alive. So you see, when you're only playing around with Chayishor, you have a kula, it's more makel. Rashi says, "Chai Yisur, shadu chavim emar la misoy b'shem yemimim yichya." Imam Yidom, "V'yarba anoshim etzaroyim ksiv." In Amaru Novich, we come into the city for a raw beer for masnu shom. V'im yoshav nu poi, if we study of a masnu, v'yat luchuv nafla machna ram. Let's go better to machna ram to the goyim. Im yichyu nu v'nichya. If they give us the food, we'll live. V'im yimisenu for masnu. If they kill us, they kill us. So you see clearly, it was a doubt whether they'll live another day or not. So they said it's worth it to go to the goyim to see its mutter. I, who said they did the right thing? But no, since the pasuk brings it down, it doesn't say it's al techet, mashma they did the right thing. And the who said these four mitzrayim were gabar rabbis? Who said they were tzaddikim?
Fuzzy and his sons.
Mashma, since they did it, alright.
Yeah.
Don't know if anything wrong, right. Mashma was right. We're learning out from then, that's halacha. But that's what Torah brings down. That Avad is Tam for Chai Yishor, it's Mutter to Mechal Shabbos. That's the Gemara in Yuma. The Mefachin Olav et Agal b'Shabbos Lochash to Chai Yishor. If a bricks fell down on a person, and you know for sure he's going to die anyway, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save him, even for a few minutes. As Chai Yishor, of course, means something. Of course you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos even to prolong his life another few minutes. It only means in our case here, that there is a slight chance that if you go to the goyim, maybe they will heal you, maybe they will give you food to eat, so this chance, you're allowed to put your life into chance, since it's only a small life anyway. Since it's only a chai yishur, you're allowed to take the odds that maybe the goyim will save you.
Yeah.
Right. Again, the question is, I have ikka chai yishur, how could they give themselves up to the goyim? Still, there's another day of life. And a lot, isn't it a proof? Lechai yishur lechai shinon. They were not afraid of chai yishur. Since it's only a question of living another few hours, so true, we have to try and keep you alive. But if you have to put yourself into a sakana, that maybe through that sakana, you'll stay alive longer, it's worth it. That's also another question. The question is, if the other tzad is that they'll be able to heal you, really? Or else, it's also only a question that maybe, again, you don't live for a few minutes, that's all. And what's going to be like this? Some of our doctors, if they don't treat you, you're going to die right now. If they start to treat you, though, in the afternoon, you'll die in another hour. If they don't treat you, they say you have one more hour to go. If they start treating you, it's a doubt like this. Maybe they'll kill you right now, or else maybe you live just another 20 hours. That's all. That's another question. Then I'm not sure. Then you don't have our Gemara. Our Gemara's chance is that maybe the doctor will heal him, and he'll be able to have a regular life. Like here, that's the proof from the Mitzrayim. They said they will go into the city, maybe they'll give us food to live, and if they give them food, they're going to live for a long time. Not going to kill them tomorrow. If they give them food today, they're going to live a long time. So if there's a doubt that maybe the Goyisha doctor could heal you, that you'll have a life, that's permissible. But if the doctor only says that my chance of playing around with you now will only prolong his life for another day, that's all. So there's a chance now that maybe you'll kill him right now, or maybe you live just another few hours. Then you have no right to submit. Then you have no proof. It's okay. Maybe then it's not kedai. Because the maestri is not going to have anything more than chai shor. So then we say, don't touch him. Because maybe you're going to kill him right now. You have no right to kill him right now.
How does a person know that?
Right. Maestri, I have a question. It says, lo yiso v'yitein odim im haminim. Person should not do any business with the min. A min could even be a Jew or a goy, somebody that's oduk in avodah zarah, is attached to it, is addicted to it. Everything that he does, he praises the avodah zarah, and of course other people to praise him. So by doing business with him, he'll just be moshech you, he'll drag you into also worshipping the avodah zarah. So you have to stay away from a min. The same thing, v'yein misrapoyim mehen, afilu l'chai yishor. Even now we'll ask the case like before, where it's the question that you're for sure going to die in an hour. And now a min comes along and says, I could cure you, that you'll live a long life. Here it's also. You're not allowed to be healed from a min, even in a case where it's a question of only chai yishov living a few hours. Still, it's not worth it. For a min, it's different. We'll soon see why. But this is the question. Here we see that you cannot be healed by a goy, even though it's a question of only chai yishov. Anyway, he's only going to live for another hour. Still, you cannot go to the goy to be healed. What was the case? Meister once happened the case, the Ben Doma, this Jew, Ben Doma, which was Ben Achoyseh Shur Rabbi Shmuel. It was Rabbi Shmuel's nephew. It was Rabbi Shmuel's sister's son. So Ben Doma, Ben Achoyseh Shur Rabbi Shmuel, Shechishu Nochash, a snake bit him. El Bo Yaakov Ishkvas Achnoi, this Yaakov, Rashi's Kramina Perakamo, some say it was a Talmud of Yoshka, he was a Min. So this Yaakov, the doctor Yaakov, came from the city of Krasachnoi. The Rafoise came to heal him. So the uncle that was there, Rabbi Shmuel, did not let this min, Yaakov, heal his nephew. And the nephew, Ben Doma, started to scream back, say back, Rabbi Shmuel Achai, Hanachloi, like Rabbi Shmuel, my brother, he's my uncle, leave him, let this doctor try and heal me. And let him try and heal me. I'll even bring you a pasuk from the Torah that says it's mutter. In such a case, you're allowed to go to a goyish doctor to be healed. So let this doctor heal me. Why are you stopping him? I'm going to die. Let him heal me. And the mice was if Shmuel did not listen, like he did not even live long enough to speak out the pasuk. He didn't even finish saying where the pasuk comes from. That the Ben Doma died, he died because Rabbi Shmuel did not let this min, this Yaakov, heal him. Now, so the question is, why not? It was a question of Chai Shom, Masmi was going to die anyway. So, why didn't Rabbi Shmuel let the doctor try and save him? On this now, Korolog Rabbi Shmuel, said upon his nephew, Ashrecha Ben Doma, worthy are you, Ben Doma, Sheguf Achtor, your guf is tor, V'yotza Nishmoscha V'tabetairah, that you and if you died, still be Tyra, no, you did not do an Aveira. Fulo Yovarto Adibri Chavrecha, you did not go against the words of your Chaverim, meaning the Rabbonin. You did not disobey the Rabbonin. Shoyoimim, because they said, really there's a klola, that the post says, Upoiret Geder Yeshchero Nochesh. If somebody breaks down the fence, he'll be bitten by a snake. Which we dash always means, breaking down the fence means you disobey what the Rabbonin tell you. If the Chomim make up a Gzeira, a Halacha, and you do not listen to them, so the punishment is, you're bitten by a snake. So he said like he gave him a bracha, a shrecha, that you were not over the Divrei Chomim. In other words, Mashmim with Rabbanon, he held it's also to go to this doctor. You're not allowed to be healed up by a doctor. Even though it's only a question of Chai Yishor, Mashmim, they knew that he would have died anyway from this bite. It was only a question, should the doctor try to heal him or not? So it's a question before was saying, you're allowed to be healed by a goy in a question of Chai Yishor. And here you see for the Meister of Rabbi Shmuel that it's also. So Moran says, I'll tell you, Shani Minus to Moshcha. The Osir L'Mimshach Basrayu. There's a difference between a regular goy and a min. Minus is different. Minus means, again, this person is other, attached very much to the Avodah Zarah. Anything that happens, he only says, it's the Avodah Zarah that's doing it. So if he would have healed him here, for sure, he would have made Ben Dome to worship Avodah Zarah. He would have told him, you know, you owe your life to the Avodah Zarah. He's the one that says everything we do is only because of him. So therefore, you have to stay away from them, even though it means giving up your life.
So that's not a question of Shah Achas. It's a question of just a derech, an approach, that you shouldn't be healed by them.
Right, right. Well, all right, right. But even though by Goy we say, even though you should not be healed by them, for Chai Yishor you're allowed to, by a minute's worth, even it's worse. Even for Chai Yishor, you have no right to be healed from a min at all. You have to stay away from the Sittus Moshko.
So you're saying
Omar, what we just say before that Rabbi Shmuel said Lo Yovartra Divrei Chavrecha Ashrecha Ben Dama you were nifta and you did not disobey the laws of the of Chavrecha of your Rabbanin. Shoyim, because they said Uparis Ged Yishchel Nochash. Mash, if you disobey what the Chachamim say, then you should be bitten by a snake. So Luchur here he did not disobey. Therefore he was like here. That Luchur question is to what? Tomorrow's question, Ilnami Chavitarki. What was he worthy of? Why did he die? Because the snake bit him. And he died because of that bite. So what do you mean to tell me, Ashrecha, that you were not Yishkel Nachosh, but the Nachosh bit you? Rashi says, Ilnami Chavitarki. For Yochlas Rapoyis, the not so Lechayis, I did there. This is the answer. More answer like this. No, but he said, though, you were Zeichel, you were not. Like right. Bitten by a snake. You did not disobey the Rabbanan.
Right.
So the question is, you see, did? Right. Because he was bitten by a snake. So Mar says, no. Chavid Rabbanan teleslu asu seklal. There's a big difference. If you're bitten from a snake because you did not listen to the Rabbanan, from that the bite is no cure at all. Nobody in the world could cure you. Over here, though, the bite that he got, Ben Domo, Mashmeh was curable. Like if Rabbi Shmuel would have let the min cure him, the min could have cured him.
Oh.
He just said it's not kedai because you're being over like a boy desar. We'll soon see what the yisur is. The chil Hashem. But that bite was not because he was a parrot gedder. Because if a person is bitten because of the fact that he was a parrot gedder, for that there's no cure at all. Rashi says, "You na mechaver v'yochol l'shapoyis the notzol l'chayis haydeis there l'chayvad rabbon anami l'neiche shilu noshchu ha'yu yochol l'shapoyis the etzmoyis the shenoshva nochesh b'shvil shavra v'vechomim leital l'refua." No, if he was bitten because he did not listen to the rabbonin, there's no way to be healed. He sure would have died. Right now, here, since they tried to save him, it was not because of he was over on the rabbonin, but stam that was his punishment for some other reason. Now the Gemara says, what was the question? Well, my heavenly Lameima, Ben Doma, the nephew, like was saying to his uncle, let the min heal me, I have a pasuk from the Torah that it's muta. What was the pasuk? What would have he said? So he's about to say, the pasuk says, v'chai behem, v'losh yamas behem. We know that any Avera, you're allowed to do the Avera to keep yourself alive. So even though the Rabbanan tells you to not go to a Gersha doctor, but if it's a question, you die anyway to keep yourself alive, it should be muta. How could you tell me not to be healed from this min? The pasuk says v'chai behem. For Rabbi Yishmael, Yishmael says back like this. Hani mili, when was this said? The pasuk is a chiddush. We don't pass like Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael shiter is though. Hani mili, when do we dash in the pasuk of v'chai behem to say you're allowed to do any avera? He holds all averas you're allowed to do. When is that? Bitzina. We do them privately. Even avodah zarah, gilaroyim, shvichas domim. Rabbi Yishmael shiter is they're all muta. If it's bitzina privately, if the guy comes and wants and says, be able to avoid desire privately, you're allowed to be able to avoid desire to save yourself. The pasuk says, v'chai behem, stay alive. Avo b'fehesya loy. But when it's done openly b'fehesya, the people know about it, 10 people know about it, then it's also by these three averas of gilay royish, shvichas damim. And here it has to do minus, has to do with avoid desire, since it's done in front of 10 people here, therefore he said it was also. The time you will learn, this is Rabbi Shmuel Shita. The time you will learn, Hoy Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Minayin, how do I know? Shim Oimrim Loy Liodim, if a guy tells a Jew, I avoid Eschachovim, I want you to bow down now to worship this Avoy de Zoro, be out the Horik, and then I will not kill you. So how do we know she Yavoy, Rabbi Shmuel Shita is, he's allowed to worship the Avoy de Zoro, be out the Horik, do not be killed. On this, Rabbi Shmuel Dashnas, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'chai behem, that the mitzvahs were given to live with, V'loish yomas behem, and not to die with. So any time it's a question of listening to the mitzvah will cause you to die, you're not supposed to listen to the mitzvah. Rather, do the aver and stay alive.
That's his shita.
Yochel, I would have thought to say, Avad, he only means these three averas. Yochel, afil b'fahesia, fahesia also, if the guy says to worship the Avodah Zarah, that's what we're talking about now, worshipping Avodah Zarah, if he tells you to do it in front of 10 people, Rashi says, b'fahesia, that yeis chil Hashem, she yeis l'chutz, he'll go out, everybody will know about it, or the maybe memenu, l'chala v'kdushas Hashem, that people will learn out, you're allowed to be over the Avodah Zarah, will come to chil Hashem, here it's different. Like maybe even if Hesia still it's muta, maybe still it applies the pasuk of Chai Behem, Talmud Lema, no, and this the pasuk says, V'lois v'chalalu Hashem Kodeshi. You're not allowed to profane my name, my Kedusha. which means you cannot be Oyved Avodah Zarah. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the difference between Betzino and Bechasya. This is Rabbi Shmuel Shita. So Kis, that's what Rabbi Shmuel said, that when does the Pasuk of Chai Behem apply? Only Betzino. See, if nobody would have seen this min around, if nobody would know about it, I would have let him heal you. But now the Mashmuel, there were 10 people around there, the people were watching to where this min, he was the one that wanted to cure you, so that for sure people will go after that Avodah Zarah, that will be a Chil Hashem, that's awesome. This is Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Plus, Taisus brings down, we have the Gemara Sanhedrin, next to Taisus. Amiyo Yochel Afil Hesiam, Amiyo Taisus, Rabbanan Pligio led Rabbi Shmuel, the Perak Ben Sura, the Yarmu, they say like this, just the opposite. Bifa Hesio, if the guy is telling you to do an Avera in front of 10 people of Hesio, Afil Mitzvah, Kali Yorag Vayavar, even for a simple mitzvah, any one of the Taryag mitzvahs, you have no right to listen to the guy. Even though he says he'll kill you, you're supposed to be killed, because that's called the Chil Hashem. But if he does it privately, then there's a difference. Yesh Chilak Ben Avros Chovim L'Sham Mitzvahs. The B'Sham Mitzvahs Yavor. You'll have to do the Avera. Avros Chovim Yorek. Now, Rabbi Shmuel, Ein Shem Chilak, the B'Tzina B'Kulam Yavor V'Yorek. V'Hesia B'Kulam Yorek V'Yavor. That's what he says. That according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no difference between the three mitzvahs and any other mitzvah. Any mitzvah, the Vahesia, you have to let yourself be killed. And Vitzina, for any mitzvah, smuta. Now, Maisa, the Ben Dom, our Maisa, the Vahesia, it was openly known there were 10 people watching. On the Fikach, Le'anich Rabbi Shmuel. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel did not let this min come to healing.
Either
were meisters before we had. I was going to say, "Do they will feed their krenzo?" Do the other Yaakov minover mavul. See the next Gemara that Yaakov let the min or the other Yaakov minover mavul let Yaakov the doctor the min cure him. It could be that was betzina heavy. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that would be talking about betzina, not the behesia. Betzina is muta. Right. Omar Rabba Bar Bachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Mako Shevachal No Lerasa Shabbos, any type of a Mako, any type of a wound you have, that it's a doubt, maybe you'll die from it or not. So therefore we know you've got to be Mechal Shabbos to save a Jew on Shabbos. So Kol Mako, any type of a wound, Shevachal No Lerasa Shabbos, Eimis Rapoy Mehen, and not let it be healed by a guy, again, because we're afraid, since it's Askonis Tafoshis, if you don't take care of it, you're not treated right, you may die. So you're not going to go to a guy to be treated, because he's going to treat you the wrong way, and you'll die from that. Same as Rapoy Mehen. Vika the army, some said Loshim was like this. Now, the current test Rabbi Yechon argues on Rabbi Yehuda before. Rabbi Yehuda before said, you cannot go to a guy, even afilu ribdu the kesilta, for any type of a cure, even for a little scab that's bothering you. Yeah. Rabbi Yechon says, no, it's only yosa to go if it's a doubt with your life. So now we're afraid he'll treat it the wrong way and you'll die. Think of the army something like this. Omer Rabba Barachon, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, name of Rabbi Yechanan, he said a lesson like this. Kol mako shel chalal, ein misrapoy mihen. Any wound you have, chalal means inside the body, an internal